Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Here's Mr. Petty. And the Heartbreakers bringing us back.
It's all right if you love me.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dave Anderson is here. He's a great member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Up Your Business, 7 Steps to Fix, Build, and Strengthen Your Organization. Also, How to Deal with Difficult Customers. Also, If You Don't Make Waves, You'll Drown, which is one of my favorites because it's all about sticking your finger in the eye of political correctness. And on, he's written so many. And a new one coming out, right, Dave?
Have a new one coming out, Jim. It's all in execution. It's called It's Not Rocket Science, 4 Simple Strategies to Master the Art of Execution. It'll be out in October.
All right, so look forward to that. Can they pre-order now?
They sure can. They can pre-order it on Amazon right now and on some other sites as well.
Dave
Very
Anderson.
Excited about it. That's where it falls apart, Jim, so often. If you have the right strategy and you have the right goal and you feel good about those things and you're still not getting results, you've got an execution problem. And
ideas are nothing. Strategies and goals and plans, even capital, are worth nothing if you don't execute it.
Well, it's true. I mean, ideas are wonderful.
Put it on the road, drive it around. You got to make it happen, don't you?
Well, you do. You can stand in the hot shower long enough and get an idea. It's what are you going to do when you dry off? You still got to get it done and implement it, and that's where the rubber meets the road. So I'm excited. I think that book's going to help a lot of people close the gap between having this nice strategy and actually getting the results they want.
4 steps. I like that. Not 29 steps. 4 steps.
No,
so
it's
folks, look for that. We're gonna launch it on the show, right, in October.
Yeah, we sure are.
You're gonna come back and let's do that. All right. So let's talk some more about this fitness, this health, fitness, and energy thing that you've been telling us about.
Well, you know, a lot of organizations they want to keep growing, but they're not necessarily fit and they're not even healthy. Now, they may have enough momentum, enough stuff in the pipeline, Jim, to where their numbers are still looking good, but eventually it catches up with you. Think about, you know, if you have an infection in your body, that's going to affect your health. And some organizations have infections in their culture. Again, it's analogous to the body. And all of a sudden, what was doing great is not going great anymore. Infections spread. Eventually, an infection can kill you. And so, you know, you have to watch out for cultural infections if you want to maintain a healthy, a fit organization that continues to grow. And infections come in many different forms.
What would that look like? What would a cultural infection look like?
Well, you could, you know, a cultural infection actually, as incorrect as this sounds politically, could be a person that doesn't share your values.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're good at what they do, Jim, but they are not as honest as you'd like. They're selfish. They're divisive. That's a cultural infection, and it doesn't take 6 of those to destroy the chemistry on a team. It just takes one.
In a small company, just one can do it.
Well, you know, Jim, that's the thing. People say, well, I run a small business. Do I really need as much training on how to hire? So you need more training on how to hire. You have no margin for error.
That's exactly right.
If you have 100 on your team and you have 2 or 3 bad ones, the good ones will perfume the stench of the mediocrity. Mm-hmm. But if you've got 3 on your team and one of them's bad, you've got a serious problem.
That's right.
So it could be that person. It could also be a person who maybe does share your values, but they're incompetent. And, you don't want to get rid of them. They've been with you a long time. They're, quote, loyal, which is a total misunderstanding of what the word loyal really means. It's nothing to do with tenure.
Which, for a small business, what I'd like to point out is if you've got someone that's not, doesn't fit the culture, doesn't fit the profile of the spirit of that you're trying to come across with your business, but they're doing a good job, it'll be your tendency to leave them alone because they're doing a good job. But what's going to happen is you're going to become more and more dependent upon them, and you're still not going to like them.
That's right.
Or your people are still not going to like them. You're better off not falling in love with somebody you can't live with.
Well, isn't that the truth? And, you know, leaving them alone, I mean, those negative, divisive people are cancers. We call
them
cancers.
Let me say this. I'm saying this because I've lived that. What I just described, I was someone who did that. I caused that to happen. I did not take the action, and I know what it's like.
of and you know it firsthand.
Yeah, absolutely.
Always keep a picture of that person and look at it before you ever interview anybody.
It's true.
I always remind people, take a picture of the bad one, the one that you shouldn't have hired. Take a good hard look at it before you go into an interview, and that'll just scare you straight to get it right this next time. I'll tell you, it's a great technique. But, you know, those people are cancers, Jim, and if you had cancer in your body, you wouldn't let it run its course.
Mm-mm.
You wouldn't let it just hang around and try to figure things out. You would take immediate action. And so you've got these infections, other types of infections that you get in business, stupid policies that make it difficult for people to do business with you, bureaucracy that makes it hard for people to do their jobs. You can't have health. You sure can't have fitness. And eventually you won't have growth if you allow these things to exist in your organization.
Well, there's no question about it. But now sometimes... How do we get rid of it if we're the person who caused it? What if we're the owner, and we've got this policy and we don't realize that it's creating problems? How do we? I mean, is there enough introspection? Is there enough self-analysis? Can we get ourselves on that track to the degree that we would say, wait a minute, I'm part of the problem here?
Well, that's right. And usually your customers will tell you, your employees will tell you, this isn't working. This isn't what we want. They tell you, eventually they tell you because they stop showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but hopefully you're listening to them before that happens. But sure, you know, if we're the owner of the business, many times we're the author of that misery,
right.
Which the good news is we can fix it.
Right.
If we help create it, we can fix it. And so, you know, and the thing with health is, Jim, you know, it's never done. You know, our bodies require constant attention, constant tweaking and adjustments, and especially if you're going to become fit, you know, with the regular exercise. Well, the
right.
same thing happens in business, like your culture. It's never
right.
done.
Hey, Dave, I need your website, please.
Yeah, it's learntolead.com, learntolead.com, and Twitter address is Dave Anderson, the number 100, and I send out tips on these things every day. Dave Anderson, 100, learntolead.com.
Good stuff, folks. Please follow whatever Dave is doing. You'll thank me later. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back with Dave Anderson.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.